From Best of San Francisco DDTV, The Pink Chill, and Didi LaFrag.
Hey, I've only lived in San Francisco for 30-something years. What do I know about it?
San.
Liberals? They're sadistic progressives.
Francisco.
This city is Junkies Incorporated. It's the junkie apocalypse.
Damn. This ain't your phony soy boy San Francisco. This is the San Francisco Dam Zone. San Francisco Dam is a solo psychodramatic performance art storytelling podcasting platform.
Hey, everybody. It's Wednesday, June 16th, 2021. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. It's somebody's birthday all around the world. 50 states and 43 countries are listening in to your daily Tough Love Kvetch-a-thon. The San Francisco weather report today is a beautiful day. The temperatures are varying between 60s and 70s Fahrenheit. The wind is still blustery coming out of the west. Beautiful, bright sky. Beautiful weather for the past couple days. Today's show, I'm talking about, well, it's still Willow Alley Week and impacted Vietnamese restaurant microhood in the Tenderloin District of San Francisco. It's called Little Saigon. Willow is a deplorable street used by the racist homeless industrial complex as an open-air homeless shelter, open-air lunatic asylum. Nobody is getting treated for the drug addiction. And when I use the word junkie here, new listeners, that's from the Cambridge Dictionary for someone who cannot stop taking drugs. That's the main problem of people living on the street of San Francisco. I'd like to get that out of the way before we go into Willow Alley Part 3. The destruction of Asian restaurants.
San Francisco Dam Daily Truth Bombs. No namby-pamby permission necessary.
And before I talk about Willow Alley, San Francisco is open. It's been closed under the guise of a very strict, draconian, over-the-top COVID response, a lockup, a curfew out of control. The city has been reset. The San Francisco that you out-of-towners heard about, that San Francisco is gone. We've got a new San Francisco, unfortunately. However, it's still a very pretty city. When you come out here for the first time and you see it, you are going to be like, oh my goodness, this is gorgeous. This is beautiful. What a wonderful place. A lot of nice architecture, beautiful parks. It's a great walking city, some really nice restaurants. And in general, when they are not snobby or junkie enablers, the people in San Francisco are pretty nice too. San Francisco is open for business. That's going to be interesting. That happened yesterday, June 15th, Tuesday. I'm not going to be going to eat inside of restaurants, and I won't be visiting a bar for over a month. There's a saying in the manosphere, the juice isn't worth the squeeze. Even before COVID, it was too many snobby waiters, too many snobby waitresses, too many snobby bartenders. Well, a lot of them, you know, they probably left town. Those snobs were out of a job. I did get some chuckles out of that. It's been pretty psychodramatic. San Francisco living here through the COVID response and the junkie apocalypse and the crime invasion. So I take my chuckles where I can find them.
This is Sexist Womanist Bohemian Excellence.
It's the San Francisco Dam Zone
with Didi LaFrac.
And the city is open. I give the mayor credit for a few things she's been doing lately. She ordered a sweep of Willow Alley, which is what this show is basically about. There was an event at something called Project Open Hand where they feed people, and she ordered a sweep. And then the homeless industrial complex, a radical Catholic social worker and her cohort, both white female, who are very intent on using Willow as a dump for their drifter junkies. It's a open-air homeless shelter running through an Asian restaurant microhood. Who'd have thunk doing something like that? Why would somebody do something like that? Why isn't something like this in a white neighborhood? You will hear all of the excuses, but you won't hear the truth. And new listeners, yes, I am a biologically born genetic black woman of the sexist, womanist, bohemian variety. And I am not here to blame all white people. I want to get that clear. I don't hold all white people responsible for the homeless industrial complex helping to ruin the vibe, the streets, the culture of San Francisco with their over-the-top, passé, old-school, acid flashback, hippie thing that they do, brainwashing everybody. Oh, my God. The homeless, parentheses, drifter junkies, are the most vulnerable in San Francisco. They are our most vulnerable. Can you believe these freaks have been spinning that since 1987, and that's come to an end this year? Nobody believes it anymore. Everybody sees it. The gaslighting has been hardcore. They're trying to convince us, oh my God, these people on the sidewalk, they got displaced. You could be one paycheck away. No, no, we wouldn't. Nobody who is going to lose their job is immediately going to take to a tent, squatting on the cold, hard sidewalks of San Francisco, unless there's drugs involved.
We're allergic to free-range, hyper-allergic control freaks.
It's the San Francisco Dam Zone with Dee Dee LaFrac.
So, hey, San Francisco is open for business. Supposedly, there's no mask mandate. You're able to go into a bar with full capacity, able to go into a restaurant. Understand, people, all this has been pretty much curtailed like a takeout situation for quite a long time. So it's going to take the city a while to reverberate to some kind of normalcy. I don't think it's going to go back to being normal. It can't. We've lost approximately 100,000 citizens moved out of San Francisco, primarily the wealthy and parents who can't afford to relocate their children out of this city because the very corrupt commies and the Board of Supervisors, the Board of Education, these people are so freaky. San Francisco public schools have been closed for over 15 months. So yeah, parents got the haystack out of San Francisco. So listen, what's happening in Willow now is the homeless industrial complex, white females. The main one is a radical Catholic social worker. That's how she describes herself in her Twitter bio. The junkies up and down Willow Alley, this is their quote. They call her the junkie whisperer, but behind her back, they're talking about her like a dog, saying that these people are ignorant, stupid white women that they play. They shuck and jive for the white social workers. Anyway, these junkies enabled to use Willow Alley as their house. Can you imagine a misogynist, druggy? Ladies, we know how they are on the sidewalk. If they're not heckling us, they're making lives hell. So they're living in an alley where people lived. I mean, this is a residential area, expensive condominiums up on Willow and Franklin. By the way, there was some junkies and dealers got into a fight and somebody got killed. There's a condo up on Willow near Franklin. It's on sale for almost $1 million. So I'm not talking about a hardcore low-income street. Willow is not a hardcore low-income street. Okay, understand that? So the junkies are running wild. They're enabled by the junkie whisperers, and they are destroying restaurants in Little Saigon. There are three off the top of my head that have been, their windows have been defaced and broken. Golden Lotus, that's at Willow at Larkin. And then Lee Sandwiches right at Willow at Larkin. They've been boarded up. Their windows have long been defaced. And then there's a new restaurant, I think it's called Larkin, but it's right on Larkin between Eddie and Willow. They got their windows broken this past weekend. And it's the freaks allowed to infest Willow that are doing this. And it is a racist, homeless industrial complex system that shows no empathy to the person of color restaurant and residential district. All right, that's your show for today. I appreciate you coming along on Willow Alley Week. Later on in the week, I'm going to talk about some of my favorite things that soothe me as I keep taking you through the story of Willow Alley on Willow Alley Week. I love you. Guess what? I'm Dee Dee LaFrac. I trust my vibe. San Francisco Dam.
That's today's episode of the San Francisco Dam Podcast with sexist womanist bohemian Dee Dee LaFrac. Remember to join us tomorrow for another episode. This podcast is brought to you by our sponsors. Head over to sanfranciscodam.com for more sponsorship information. Thank you for subscribing and listening.